cheaper equipment, then I've got time to do sign and so.
Right, okay. What do you call the thing that you wear around your waist when you're working around in the kitchen so that you won't get dirty?
Apron.
Mm-hmm, okay, and this thing right here, you call this a?
Pencil.
Or if it has ink, it's a?
Which?
If it has ink in it, you call it a?
Pen.
Sure, okay. What about the value of a dime? You say that it was worth what in terms of cents?
Wouldn't it be 10?
Mm-hmm. So you'd say it was worth what?
10 cents.
Sure, okay. And if you wanted to hold a baby's diaper together, you'd hold it together with a?
Safety pin.
Mm-hmm, okay. That was just some more pronunciation stuff. Talking about clothing, what would you say a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Coat and pants and vest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever heard any other names for pants?
Breeches.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. You ever say trousers?
Yeah.
Anything besides that? Pants, breeches.
Trousers, shirt, coat. But you want a name for this?
I bet your father wore these things with the straps.
Oh, overall?
Mm-hmm. Did he?
No, he didn't.
Or didn't wear those?
No, not the father.
That's good. Okay. What about this expression? Say if I'm trying on an old coat, I might say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly. Say it won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly. It what perfectly?
I don't.
Okay. If I'm trying on an old coat of mine, I might say about it, well, it won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly. It did what? Just kind of fill in the blank. Last year it blank perfectly.
Well, that'd be what you want would be fit, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Right. You say last year it?
It fit perfectly.
Right, okay.
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering, whether you say fit perfectly or fitted perfectly?
Uh-huh.
Some people say the mm-hmm. other. Okay. And if your husband's old suit of clothes had worn out, he might say, well, I need to go to town to buy me a?
New suit?
Mm-hmm. Sure, okay. And this expression, if you put a lot of things in your pockets so that they kind of, you'd say that they're so full that they do what?
Bulge.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's a little one. All right. What would you say happens to a shirt if you put it in water that's too hot for it? It's gone.
Strange.
Right, okay. You'd say, I put that shirt in and it did what?
Shrunk.
Mm-hmm. And if you've done it several times, you say, it has. Every time,
mm-hmm.
it has what?
Sure.
Okay. All right. I'll ask you about this expression. Say if hello.
Good evening.
How are you doing? All right. I think I met your wife. Did his wife come back?
Yeah.
I forget which one
she was. Yeah,
she
was a little one over on that side.
Oh, yeah.
She is a little one.
And the whitehead was David's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the other one, the one that
mm-hmm.
was talking,
right.
was Billy's.
Right.
Billy's one in Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Was the U.S. Geological Survey.
I see. Yeah. No, they're wrong.
He lives at York, Alabama.
No,
City.
Troy.
Uh-huh. That he might stop and see Carol Wade when he went there.
Yeah, I told her.
They were in Mitchell General Merchandise.
That's
a general store, I believe it
is. Mm-hmm. Is that in the downtown area?
Yes.